Every year at Delaware Trails Elementary School up through fourth grade, we gave Valentine cards to every kid in our class. After that, they stopped having us give them because they were afraid we would really like somebody we were giving them to. But up through fourth grade, the rules were very clear. Everyone got a card. When you were filling the cards out the night before with a list of everyone in your class, it seemed kind of dumb. Why would you give Valentine cards to everyone? They were supposed to be for people you were in love with. I wasn't in love with anybody in my class. Some kids I liked as friends, some I didn't like at all. But really, why should I give a Valentine card to anyone? I think a lot of the kids felt the same way as I did. I know that Ellen Dalrymple did. Ellen sat in the next aisle. Her face was wide and so was her smile. My mom would have called her big boned. She was really good at math and she had a really good sense of humor. We loaned each other pencils and she had this one great thing she could do which always cracked me up. When someone said something stupid, she would put the eraser on the point of her nose and push it up so that the tip of her nose pushed back and her nostrils opened up wide. Then she would snort. It cracked me up all the time. I liked Ellen because we had the same sense of humor. One day, the week before Valentine's Day, she asked me, "Did you buy your Valentine's cards yet?" "Not yet," I said. "My mom's going to buy those little ones. I think they're stupid." "Yeah," she said. "I know what you mean." I knew my mom was going to buy me those dorky little cards with the bunnies on them, the horsies or kitties or lammies or duckies or something like that. She wouldn't even buy me the ones that had the little candy hearts pasted on them. She would get the cheapest card she could find. The gum on the back of the envelopes didn't even taste good. But that would be it. And then that afternoon, after Ellen and I had talked, I went to my friend Tommy's house and saw what he had gotten. They were monster Valentines, and they were the coolest Valentines I had ever seen. There were no bunnies or horsies or kitties or lammies or duckies or anything like that. These were disgusting monsters. Their eyeballs stuck out of their heads, four of them at a time. Their bodies writhed and twisted around the cards. They stuck their tongues out and had huge claws for toes. They were brown or sickly green and had hair sprouting from their knuckles. They were beautiful. And the hands or paws or claws with the hairy knuckles held little signs intended for the person who was getting the card. The sign said beautiful things like, "You're ugly," or, "Hey, why not take a bath?" Or, "It's Valentine's Day, not Halloween. Please take off your mask." Tommy and I howled as we looked through one card after another. I said, "These are the coolest things in the world. I've got to get them. Where'd you get them?" Tommy said, "I got them at Murphy's. You'd better get there today. They're going fast." Suddenly, Valentine's Day made sense. I got home that afternoon. I said, "Mom, we've got to go to Murphy's and buy Valentine's Day cards. We've got to do it quick. They're going to be all out." My mom was surprised to see me so excited about Valentine's Day. I'd never been that way before. So, after dinner, we got in the car and drove to G.C. Murphy's, the dime store close to where we lived. The cards were in the basement of the store. I ran down the stairs and my mom followed behind me like all grown-ups do. I came to the counter where all the boxes of school cards were laid out, and I began looking through the boxes. Bunnies, horsies, duckies, lammies, kitties, sheepies. No. Where were the monsters? My mom got there and picked up a box. "These are nice," she said. "No," I said, "Mom, not those. Those were filled with bunnies and horsies and duckies and lammies and kitties and other ridiculous creatures. Where were the monsters?" Finally, I found them. They came 8 in a box, not 15. They were slightly bigger. They were higher class. They were a little more expensive. "Here they are," I said. I picked up 4 boxes. I said, "Let's go." She said, "Let me see them." All of a sudden, I sensed trouble. I handed her the box. She looked at the card showing through the wrapping. A huge eyeball peered out. The card said, "It hurts to look at you." "Isn't it cool, Mom?" She stared at it. "I don't think we'll get these." "What do you mean, Mom? Why not?" "Well, they're not very nice." "Mom, I don't care if they're nice. That's not the point. We got to get them. Everybody's getting them." "Well, who's everyone?" "Well, Tommy got some." "Who else?"
"Lots of kids."
"Who?"
I can't remember.
Well, they can get them if they want, but I am not paying for them. Let's get these nicer ones.
No, Mom, I don't want the nice ones. I want the gross ones. I want the ugly ones. I've got to have these cards. Mom, please, I want these cards more than anything I've wanted my whole life.
She said, well, I'm not paying for them. People don't want to get cards like that.
Sure they do. I said, everyone wants them. I, for one, would love to get a card like this. This is the only kind of card I want.
Well, then you can buy them with your own money. And I'm telling you, you'll be sorry.
Ugh.
My mom had this way of saying that. You'll be sorry. She got it from some old TV show somewhere, and I hated it when she said that. I knew she was wrong. I found a dollar in my pocket. It was only enough to buy 8 cards. My mom bought 2 boxes with the duckies and horsies and lammies and kitties on them. I would just have to choose very carefully who I gave these wonderful monster cards to. I would only give them to the people who really deserved it, people I liked, people who would get it. I liked them so much, I hated to give them away. The night before Valentine's Day, I sat at the kitchen table and started to fill out the cards. I did all the horsey, ducky, lammy, kitty cards first, going down the list and making a star by someone when I thought that they deserved a disgusting card. My mom walked by and said, you'll be sorry.
Oh, what did she know? She just didn't get it.
Disgusting cards were a true act of friendship. My list of monster card recipients grew. I got all the way through the list and then started in on the monster cards. I lovingly wrote each person's name on the envelope. I sealed them. Even the glue tasted good. And then, at the end, I had one left. I thought about giving it to myself. I went back over the list. I looked at the card. It was an enormous, hairy, warthog-like creature with a pushed-up nose and bloodshot eyes. The inscription said, "See you at the trough, Valentine." It was horrible, but I laughed and thought of Ellen Dalrymple. She had said she thought Valentine cards were stupid. This wasn't stupid. It was cool. I realized I would be giving it to a girl. I read over the inscription again to make sure she wouldn't misunderstand what I was saying. I didn't want her to think that I liked her like boy-girl-like, but as a friend. See you at the trough. It could be like, see you at lunchtime. It didn't mean anything special. It's what friends would say. I addressed the card to Ellen. It felt kind of dangerous, like I was really saying I liked her. But then, she was a good friend. The next day, everyone showed up at school with their bags of Valentines. Our teacher, Mrs. Marshall, said, "All right, class, let's hang out our mailboxes." We all got tape and taped bags to the front of the desk or put shoeboxes out. Some kids had decorated their bags. Ellen Dalrymple pulled out a shoebox, which she had covered over in construction paper and hearts. It was really nice. I didn't have anything, so I took the grocery bag I had brought the cards in and wrote mailbox on it and taped it to the front of my desk. During free time, through the rest of the day, people put their Valentines in the mailbags. I did mine right after recess. Every time I put a monster card in a bag, I smiled. I felt a little guilty putting the horsey, ducky, lammy, kitty cards in other bags. It was kind of cheap, and I hoped that those kids wouldn't discover they'd gotten second-rate cards. I put Ellen's card in last, since she was right next to me. She smiled. Oh, boy, I thought. I hope she doesn't think this means I like her like she's a girl. No, she wouldn't do that, I thought. Not someone who can snort like a pig. Finally, at the end of the day, the time for the party came. The room mothers came in with red and white cupcakes and cookies, and there was Hawaiian punch. I got my helping on a paper plate and then headed back to my desk to go through my cards. I started to rip through them, just like the other kids. Tommy was on the other side of the room. I heard him whoop, "All right, Bill, monster card!" I cringed. Now other kids would know that they hadn't gotten the good cards. But the other kids didn't seem to notice. I went back to my cards. I ripped open the cards and read every one. Some kids had been very careful about how they signed their cards. Some just scribbled so you could barely read their names. Some didn't even sign their names. Ellen was working her way through her cards, too. She was piling the cards up on one corner neatly and the envelopes on the other. I looked down at the floor around me. It was littered with envelopes. I started to pick them up, but I kept an eye on Ellen to see when she opened mine. I was done way ahead of her. Finally, she picked mine up and turned it over. She smiled at me and said, "Duh, I wonder who this is from." I laughed. I was glad I gave her the last card. She opened it up. She pulled it out. She had her head bent down with her chin on her chest. She stayed that way. I kept trying to get a look at her face, but she had this long hair that hung down over it. I leaned over farther. She was crying. Why was she crying? There were tears dripping down her cheek. She wiped them away. It was still pretty noisy. I said, "Hey, Ellen, what's wrong? What happened?" She looked at me. Her eyes were red. She sniffed. She said, "I thought you liked me." "What do you mean?" "I thought you liked me. I thought we were friends." "Well, yeah," I said, we are." I couldn't figure this out. I just gave her the coolest card. I wouldn't give it to just anyone. "Well, then why did you give me this card that says I'm a pig?" "Well, because we're friends. So don't you think it's funny?" She said, "No. What's funny about calling someone else a pig?" Right then, for the first time, I could see there was nothing funny at all about calling a friend a pig. I didn't know what to say. I gave it to you because I like you, because we're friends. Well, you don't tell a friend they're a pig. And I could hear my mother saying, "You'll be sorry." Ellen felt bad. She thought I was telling her she was a pig. I didn't mean that. I meant it to be funny because she pushed her nose up. Did she think she was a pig? I got more and more confused. Ellen got up to get more punch. I felt horrible. What was I going to do? I didn't get it. I looked down at my desk. There in the middle was a little horse card. "I'll gallop to be your Valentine." Ugh. Whoever gave it to me hadn't signed it. I put my name on it and slipped it in an envelope I picked up off the floor. I wrote Ellen's name on it and put it on her desk. She came back and saw it and opened it up. I tried not to look at her. I finally looked up. She was trying to smile. She said, "Do you want this other card back?" "Sure," I said. She handed the monster card back to me. I looked at it. It didn't look so funny now. And right then, I thought, I am never doing these stupid cards again. I don't know what Valentine's Day is for, but I know it's not to call somebody a pig. Tommy came over to my desk. He said, "Hey, Bill, did you get any cool cards?" I could barely answer. He looked down and saw the card I was holding in my hand, the one with the warthog at the trough. He said, "Cool, man, who gave you that?" I didn't know what to do. I pointed at Ellen. She tried to smile. Tommy said, "Cool, Ellen, how come you didn't give me one of those?" Ellen looked at me, then looked back at Tommy and said, "Because you're not a pig." Tommy laughed out loud. I took a pencil and pushed my nose up, and I said,